Hey guys, it's Tuesday, and we are continuing on, wrapping up 1 Corinthians this week. And Paul goes back for 25 verses here in chapter 14 and talks about the spiritual gifts of prophecy and tongues. First of all, prophecy. There are a lot of debates on exactly what prophecy means, or a definition of prophecy, but prophecy is God giving a special word or a special message to someone to share with others. And so it's not necessarily predicting the future, but it is giving information that God has given to somebody who has this gift to pass along to others. Now, regarding speaking in tongues here in 1 Corinthians 14, there is a debate amongst scholars and teachers regarding whether this chapter is talking about tongues as Acts chapter 2, as different languages when it says tongues, or if this is referring to a special spiritual language that God gave to some of the believers. Regardless, there are some main points that Paul emphasized that we need to reiterate here today. First of all, this is Paul giving instructions to the church in Corinth at that period of time. I think we have to be careful to understand that this is not something that we can automatically assume everything Paul says is meant for everyone at every church for all time. We have to remember the time that they lived in. We have to remember what God was doing as the church launched. We also have to remember what was going on in the church in Corinth. And this is why it's important for us to have study Bibles and Bible commentaries to help us understand the culture some too. And we'll talk about a little bit more about that today. I want you to notice as you're reading today, now I teach out of the NIV, the New International Version of the Bible. It is not the only literal translation of the Bible. There are several literal translations, meaning that word for word or phrase for phrase is exact in how they transposed it from Greek or Aramaic or Hebrew into English. But my Bible here uses a word that we see Paul use four times in this chapter alone, and that word is edify. So Paul makes very, very clear to the church in Corinth that spiritual gifts are used to edify the church. And if they're not edifying, or another way of saying that is building up the church, you see in verse 12, it talks about building up the church. That's edifying the church. And he says there in verse 12, try to excel in gifts that build up the church. And so he says edify four times. He says build up the church with gifts. And he also says these things must be done for the strengthening of the church. So all of these are Paul making the point that spiritual gifts don't mean anything if they're not strengthening or building up or edifying the church. So Paul is talking about tongues. He's talking about prophecy. He's talking about orderly worship. And remembering the culture here, this is a new church. They didn't have a ton of preparation of knowing how to be a church. But he wants to talk about proper orderly worship and how important it is. He says, quote, so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. And so that tells us again, the edifying, the building up of the church. Now, as we get to verses 33 to 35, there is a whole lot of debate about this. And I want to read it to you. At the end of 33, he says, for God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. So he's talking about the importance of order in worship, and that everybody's not just doing what they want to do. But then listen to this. You ready? As in all the congregations of the saints, women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. Wow, has this set of verses caused a lot of dissension, a lot of misunderstanding, and I want to talk about that for a minute. First of all, some people think that this is from Paul that is descriptive for every church for all time, and that women are never to talk in church, never to teach in church. And I want to challenge this line of thinking. There are churches all over the place who take this verse and they do not look at the context. They do not look historically or culturally at what was happening in the church in Corinth. Did Paul really believe that no women could lead in ministry? Well, if you look back to chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, you see that he welcomed public prayers and public prophecies of women. So that doesn't seem to fit in there. And the book of Acts tells us that Paul had female co-workers. And so does the book of Romans. So it doesn't seem that Paul is broad stroke disqualifying all women from ministry, leadership, or ever talking in church. Now, there was obviously a problem with some things that had gone down in the Corinthian church, though. So, historically speaking, women were allowed in first century synagogues to talk, and they were allowed to speak up and ask questions. Now, this isn't the same as the Corinthian church, but it is the synagogue, the place of public reading of scripture and prayer. And in chapter 14, if we look here, it's a prime example of scripture that can be easily misread or mistaught in the church today, as I mentioned earlier. Now, I've read all kinds of things on what could have been going on. We don't get a lot of details about what could be going on. What we do know is that women were not allowed to be schooled in the way that men were. They were not able to be taught under a rabbi, and the formal teaching of women was not what men was, and that was their culture back then. I've read that because they were in a Greek culture, these women would hear Greek teachings about Greek gods. They would intertwine it or mix it up with Christianity teaching, and they would come in the church, and they were causing turmoil and confusion because Christianity and worship of the Greek gods were being mixed together. And so very clearly, if that's the case, Paul was simply saying these women are causing division. They're not edifying, and they're not teaching accurately or talking accurately. And I could see where that would be causing problems in the church. So we've got to be careful in how we look at things like that. So we need to land on this today. Whatever happens in the church needs to edify or to build up the church body to make it healthier. That's where we'll end today. Be back with you on Wednesday.